Thank you.
Now, moving on to item eight, staff report.
I'm working with Tim, our CIO, on developing procedures and doing the underwriting, making sure, taking into consideration some of my comments today as well, make sure we've got a good supervisory team, the CIO, and the investment staff. So it's one of the big projects we're working on right now.
Christine, anything on HR or office issues?
No.
Okay. Henry, do you want another shot at the apple here?
I had a lot of fun, but we save it for Malaysia.
Tim? Karen?
Yes, I have a quick update. We'll have a legislative update to the board at the next meeting in December. There was one bill that I wanted to point out today that passed, and it's AB 1661, and it will require, as of January 1, 2017, that SARA board members will have to receive sexual harassment prevention training every 2 years. And that's something that we already do and are already required to do for our supervisory staff here, but now this will apply to board members as well. So we're going to be starting to think of ways to comply with that new requirement. We realize that some of you on the board may already be receiving this type of education through your other in your other capacity. And so our staff will reach out to each and every one of you and ask that question about whether you're receiving that education and what it is. And then we'll build a compliance program out so that we can do compliance with that new requirement.
On that, how often is it going to be?
Every 2 years.
Thank you. And then within 6 months of
assuming office.
Yeah.
The State Association of County Retirement System SACRS conference that we just attended, I wanted to give a brief update that I was asked to present a topic regarding felony forfeitures. That's the new PEPRA provision that we've implemented recently with one situation. Provided an update about CSERA's process in analyzing and dealing with that issue and the litigation that ensued. Other issues that were discussed were compliance with the new legal requirement of greater transparency with investment fees with regard to alternative investments. Different systems are doing it a little bit differently. But that is another requirement that we are working on compliance with as well. And then lastly, still there's a lot of discussion on the MAPE case, the Marin County AB 197 appellate decision, and it's being appealed up to the California Supreme Court. That's it.
Where does that affect our case? Does that put ours on hold or not? With the probably will.
No, it doesn't.
You're saying yes, you're saying no.
Well, it technically is a different track, different litigation.
But will the appellate
practically possibly there would be a delay or a hold on ours.
That's something we would the appellate judges would possibly look at and say, well, wait for this other case.
I think that's possible. Harvey, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you.
In microcosm, it's just it's a punchline of so many jokes. Watching two of the attorneys, one saying yes, one saying no. So on the one hand, on the other hand, I can remember this punchline.
It depends.
I think that's what Scott said.
Or not.
Great call.
Gail, you get to follow that.
So, So at the next board meeting, we'll be discussing the 2017 budget. Also, at SACRS, I was on a panel with the Chief Compliance Officer of CalPERS where we discussed the role of compliance in an organization and the compliance officer role in particular. And at that session, I received a number of questions from other plans. And separately, I received a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions and information being requested about compliance from other plans, which is, I think, very encouraging. I think it's something good.
Yeah, thank you for doing that too. You filled in Wally, but yeah, it was well received. And the same thing we got at the CalPERS roundtable, a lot of people showed interest, and I'm glad to hear that again.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people taking notes, and then afterwards, some people were asking me other stuff. And yeah. It was good. That's all I had.
Okay. Trustees, a number of us were at, I know, at Sackers, but Jerry?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I had the pleasure of going to Sackers, too. I thought there was a very interesting meeting. Compliments to the program committee. They had something perfectly teed up for them. It was the day following the election, so they had a really excellent couple of panels. Regardless of which way the election was going to go, they had these people sitting there prepared to discuss it, so it was a very timely topic. I think on Karen's program, it was really nice that we were responsible for about 30% of the handouts in Contra Costa, so I'm sure they really appreciated the fact that we helped kind of with that little presentation. And all in all, I thought it was a good meeting. I thought it was very interesting. There was one panel I got a kick out of. It was the one on diversity, and it was, what, five women?
Four with the moderator.
which I thought was interesting. There was something going on there. There was very interesting panel, but it was like, well, so much for that diversity, but that's okay. Diversity, the conclusion was diversity was excellent. It just wasn't necessarily represented with the panelists.
Do as I say.
David, it was your first session. Any reactions?
Great meeting. And I followed that with the IFEBP over in Orlando, and that was very educational. I went through the CAP program and learning about fiduciary responsibilities, trustee responsibilities, and so forth, and the investment side. And it was pretty educational. It's a long stint, but it was worth it. I did want to ask, I know this has been brought up before, but I would like to have it investigated further about the possibility of creating a portal for phone or tablet, whatever, for our members to access Cicero, looking into their accounts or calculators and all that. I know we've improved the website, which is nice, and I know that the concerns in the past have been security. And I'm not quite sure what the expense would be. But if we can do that the right way and for a reasonable cost, I think that would be a great benefit to our members, especially going forward. Can we investigate that further?
Yeah, and we'll definitely do that. It's been kind of an ongoing discussion because obviously we want to serve our membership well, and that's one use of technology that a number of plans have been looking at and implementing. And I actually, at Sackers, I had a talk with Orange County because they had a recent security breach that we've talked about. And since that happened, there's been a lot of takeaways and things that they actually changed with in relation to their portal, which I had mentioned would be a good topic for one of the breakout sessions because there were some really interesting things that they're doing. But, it's something that we're looking at. I think that there's a number of items on a list, and that's one of them that we're looking at in relation to our pension administration system. Yeah. I mean, it's something ultimately that we have to get there. I mean, that's our members are demanding more and more of being able to access this information. I think the new website was a step in the right direction as far as actually being able to, you know, look at, okay, what's my benefit going to look like with the benefit calculator. And then also for potential new hires, they can go out there and look at their contribution rate. So there's that new contribution rate calculator, which is good on our new website. But I do know that, you know, we definitely need to get there. But it's something.
I get a lot of questions. What's my rate? What's my rate? So I have to guide them through sludge over the phone. It would be great if you had your account and said 17.1 or something like that. They'd know. I mean, that's what you're getting, right? If you had your individual account, you could look exactly what your rate is.
The member portal, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Harvey, did I ask if you had any?
I have one thing. I want to commend the board on agenda item 7, your calendar. Last week at another one of your sister systems, we took an hour and a half to agree on the calendar for board meetings.
Oh, wow.
Next year. Yeah. Everybody, well, I can't go there. I can't. I'm on vacation that day, and my cruise leaves on this day. You did it in 30 seconds. I am so impressed.
Yeah, but that same group only spent 2 minutes on the budget.
We spent an hour and a half on accruals.
You watched that tape, huh? Anyway, nice job.
Thank you.
I have one report. I attended the Invesco client conference. I'll keep it very short, as only in the real estate industry could do it. Very, very bullish on America, both pre- and post-election. The outlook, I think I mentioned, Jim Paulson spoke, and the Wells outlook was continued optimism, 3 to 5 years, not as robust, but no signs of recession present. Inexplicable, but that's what it appears to be. The most fun you could have, though, on a Tuesday election night like that, because I think that's the first time I'd been at a conference on election night, at least for a general election, was watching the reaction of a lot of folks with money in the market go into the panic of the futures market, which, if you guys know, where it was about 880 hitting close to 1,000 at about 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. And I've just never seen so many people looking, you know, ashen white with phones in hand, watching monitors. I mean, it started to recede by about 12:30 or 1. It receded back to 660. And as we all know, by the morning, the market was made great again. So it was really a weird, it was a very weird, thank you.
Make sure you knew it
was a very
lost.
Interesting experience. But the outlook, the real estate outlook, is bullish. Remains bullish, according to Invesco.
Did you follow the alcohol consumption rate during that period?
You know, actually, people were so panicked out of it. I think, interestingly, it all abated. People were riveted. They were they had an area set up where you could see CNBC, CNN, and Fox. So you had groups migrating between the three, seeing who had called what states, and it was just, and that coupled with the futures panic when it started to go the other way was a fascinating thing to see. Anyway, bullish. 3 to 5.
Gail informs me that Christina has lunch for those who would like it. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.